Hello, and thank you for joining us. Today is Sunday, the 2nd of February. My name is Caroline Mitchell, and I'm the author of the book Paranormal Intruder: The True Story of a Family in Fear. Well, this week we had a vote on our Facebook page, and if you're not on there already, please do join us because your opinion counts to us. And basically, I voted to ask what people would like me to do this week, whether it be a blog, a guest interview, more details on what's happened, or EVP sounds. So, needless to say, EVP sounds came up top of the list as what you'd like to hear. I've picked out some sounds that may be of interest. We still have lots more to add, which we will do in due course. You'll have to forgive the quality on some of these because initially, when Neil started recording, he did it on a handheld recorder, which unfortunately didn't have the ability to plug straight into a computer. So we then had to record it onto another device, which made it very difficult. And thankfully, he went out at a later stage and bought a better quality recorder, which he could just transfer straight to the computer. So it has been a bit of a hassle, really, getting them all online and sorting them out as best quality as we can. So you will have to forgive some of them. However, the noises can clearly be made out. What I will say is give my little disclaimer at the start to say if you're nervous at all, if you're worried about listening to these, if you think it might give you nightmares, please just don't. It's probably the best thing to do because once you listen to these sounds, it's very hard to get them out of your head again. So, our advice is if you're nervous at all, you feel maybe affected, then perhaps you shouldn't listen to them. And obviously, we can't be held responsible if you do have nightmares afterwards. However, I know there are a lot of you out there that are kind of desensitized to these sorts of things. And if you want to listen, then it's up to you. We're happy to bring them to you as requested. The first one I'm going to play is one which Neil recorded, which we can hear like a breathy sound and a get out. And it will be followed by another sound, another recording, which says get out of here. So we're just going to launch straight into them. So there we have those sounds. As you can hear, the quality isn't great, and it actually brings it home when Chris at the end of the recording speaks that you can hear the difference in his voice and the quite clear get out sound that is played, as well as some breathy in and out breaths, which we believe may be paranormal. Certainly the get out is because nobody else is near the recorder enough to say it at that time, and it's pretty much in line with the other sounds we have heard as well. I believe they were in the pub at the time, and that's why you can hear the door opening, a lot of background noise and drinks and things like that. But I'm sure you'll agree, just it is amazing to think that that could happen in a public place. I'm going to play you another one shortly. It's a recording which says Neil, and there's a lot of tapping and rubbing sounds. That's not Neil doing that. That's something also which was quite common, which it seemed to do. Tapping, shuffling, rubbing noises on the recorder. But I'll let you judge for yourself. Here it is. So there you go, that launched straight into Neil, we believe, which was said at the start, and then a lot of noises, and you can hear Neil again. The next one is a dog barking. There were no dogs at the pub. You can hear me giggling. It's quite nervously. It's something I do when I am nervous, as you will hear, and it's just a reaction of mine. But as I said, you can quite clearly hear a dog barking, and I can point out there were no dogs in the pub that night. So here we go.
That's still not comforting me.
Yeah, but nothing will happen. Nothing will happen.
Where's your drink?
Down there.
Nothing will happen.
Now, that was actually part of quite a long recording, which I've had to cut down just to fit on this podcast. I'm sure I will play the full length one at some stage, but there's, you know, a lot in between where there's nothing heard at all. So for the benefit of my listeners, I have cut that down. But in that series or in those recordings, you would have heard Niels reassuring me that nothing will happen and me saying, well, that's no comfort to me, which basically meant that I was staying in because it was cold outside and they were going out for a cigarette and I was scared something might happen at the table while I was on my own. But of course, as we all knew, it seemed to follow Neil most of the time, 99% of the time. So he was just reassuring me that nothing would happen to me. But as you can hear from my voice, yeah, I was slightly nervous, but I let them go ahead anyway because I prefer the comfort of the warm pub. When they went out, you heard the dog bark. You heard Neil listen to some clucking noises, which seemed to be coming from a little distance away, which is also something which is quite common for them to hear. There was a whistle noise at one part as well. There was scratching and rubbing noises on the recorder. And for those people who were very keen hearing, you would have heard a little beep, like a human voice going beep at the end of it. And that was also not them. You may pick up other things in between. And of course, Neil and Lee were outside having a cigarette. But they're the sounds we can definitely point out that didn't originate from them. So I am going to play you another one. Now, this is a very interesting one, although very creepy. I mean, to me, it's quite creepy. I listened to it on headphones again. And even now, it did give me the creeps. But it's a kind of a moan at the end of it. And it's strange because I know we've played the other growling and moaning noises, which have been very gravelly and like from an old, you know, an old man almost. This sounds like it's coming from someone quite young. So this is very interesting to hear, and I'll play it now. Go. That's all the sounds for now. I'm sure you would have found that quite interesting. Apologies at the end. I'm not sure if Neil or Lee actually swore at the end. I think what's happened is they've heard that sound and they went, oh, as they're walking into the pub. But again, you can hear the differences in the, you know, where the sounds appear to be coming from. They were outside. In the pub, it was cold, hence the sniffling noises you can hear. I'm going to finish off soon. It's just to say thanks for a million for your support. It's absolutely brilliant. Thanks again for all the fantastic feedback. And I have some good news in that on the 20th of February, we are going to be available. Our book, Paranormal Intruder, is going to be available to download on all formats, such as Apple, Kobo, Nook, and all the other ones, because up until now, it's just been Amazon, and we have been exclusive to Amazon, but that date is ending on the 20th of February. So I can't wait to get our book out to even more people, which I'm really looking forward to. So thanks very much again for your support. Thanks for the feedback. Don't forget to visit our site, www.caroline-writes.com. We've got lots more podcasts, lots more pictures. Everything's really being added there. As soon as I get time to do it, I add more. So do keep tuned. Do subscribe to the site. And if you haven't read the book already, this isn't probably going to make a lot of sense to you, so you really are missing out. So do buy it. It's a true story of our paranormal experiences, and there is nothing else like it. So it's available to buy on Amazon. Just search for Paranormal Intruder, or visit my site, www.caroline-writes.com. And thanks very much. Until next time, we'll speak to you soon. Bye.